Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, this is Through the Bible with Joe McGee. We are in Joshua chapter 1 today. We're going from Genesis to Revelation in chronological order. And so we're getting ready to get excited. Now, Deuteronomy was a great book. It's the history and the foundation. Now, this all got started when God brought them out of Egypt and all the laws that were given. And it was just incredible, incredible story. And so pours a lot of concrete on this. Well, now we're getting ready to grow. So Joshua, the son of Nun, Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. After the death of Moses, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I'm giving them. I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set your foot, you will be on land I've given you, from the Negev to the wilderness to the south, to Lebanon's mountains, to the north and the Euphrates River, to the Mediterranean Sea, in the west, including all the land of the Hittites. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. Man, that's a great start, isn't it? I mean, he had to be really encouraged. This is one huge job. He's helped this guy. He's helped Moses for years, seen all the things he went through, but God's now blessing him. Listen, I'm going to do the same for you. It's going to be good. Verse 6, here comes the command. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess the land I swore to their ancestors that I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now, I don't know. I'm 72, and I've been in church all my life. And 4 days after I was born, every Sunday, every Wednesday, every training union, I've heard so many sermons. But this is probably one of the more famous. This is a blessing. I go back to verse 6. He's telling, be strong and courageous. You're the one I've called, you know. Be careful to obey the instructions that Moses gave you. Don't deviate from them, turning to the right or to the left. Then you'll be successful in everything you do. What? If I do the word of God, I'll be successful in all I will do. Well, what do I need to do? Well, verse 8, I need to study the book of instruction continually. I need to study continually. That's what you do. Well, I study continually. Meditate on it day and night. Every morning, every night, I meditate on the word of God, so I'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then, when I meditate in the word day and night, only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. The prosperity and success comes from meditating in the word of God day and night. Real simple. Then he closes out and says, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now, verse 10, Joshua then commanded the officers of Israel, go through the camp and tell the people to get the provisions ready. In 3 days, you will cross the Jordan and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you. Then Joshua called together the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh. He told them, remember what Moses, the servant of God, commanded you. The Lord your God has given you a place of rest. He has given you this land. Your wives, your children, your livestock may remain here in the land Moses assigned you on the east side of the Jordan. But your strong warriors, fully armed, must lead the other tribes across the Jordan to help them conquer their territory. Stay with them until the Lord gives them the rest, as he has given you the rest. And then you too will possess the land the Lord God is giving you. Only then may you return and settle here on the east side of the Jordan River in the land of Moses, the servant of the Lord assigned to you. Verse 16, they answered Joshua, we will do whatever you command. We will go wherever you send us. We will obey just as you obeyed Moses, and may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Anyone who rebels against your orders and does not obey your words and everything you command will be put to death, so be strong and courageous. See, close up. Be strong and courageous. Do what I've told you. I will help you. I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. But I need you to be strong and courageous. I need you to be strong and courageous. So that's a good word today. What we're going to do today, I think I'll decide to be strong. I think I'll decide to be courageous. I'm going to have courage, and I'm going to be strong. Not weak, not wimpy, not going to back up, not going back. Not going to do like the children of Israel and get another leader to take them back into slavery. They wanted to go back into slavery. No, I only want to go forward. My greatest days in front of us, not behind us. We go from faith to faith and glory to glory. So that's where we're going today. So God bless, guys. Thanks for listening. Tune in next time.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.